This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about why do narcissists stop love bombing? Why does the love bombing stop? Why do they change? Why does the mask slip and they start to devalue you and things like that? Why do they start to treat you badly and things like that? So first of all, before we hop into this, y'all see the brand. The brand is here. I love me. The self-love brand is here. The link is in the description. But you see, I'm brave. Different steps of the healing process of your self-love journey and things like that. Back to the topic at hand. Why does the love bombing stop? So from personal experience as a narcissist, as a clinically diagnosed narcissist who's been in psychotherapy for the last 5 years, personally, this is how my mind works in the job. I think the love bombing phase stops because of, you know, first of all, one reason, there's a few different reasons. One reason is because the narcissist just gets tired. The narcissistic person, toxic person, whoever you're dealing with, just gets tired of holding up that facade. They just get tired. We just get tired of being someone that we're really not. We get tired of holding up this mask and pretending that we care about things that we really don't care about. We get tired of doing things that we really don't want to do. We just started doing those things to get you to fall for us. We just started doing those things to get you to fall in love with us, and to get you to appreciate us, and to get you to care about us and things like that. We just started doing those things to get you on our side. We just started doing those things to get you to fall, like I said, to fall in love with us. It is manipulation. So when a narcissist is love bombing you and they're not doing things that they really want to do, that's manipulation, y'all. They're doing things to get you to fall in love with them that they really don't want to do, and they plan on stopping doing it sooner or later. Like, the plan is to not do this for, let me get you first. And then let me be me later on. So one reason love bombing stops, the narcissistic person is just exhausted and tired of holding up holding up that mask. I'm tired of doing things. What about me? This is where the selfishness kicks in, that more selfishness, because like I said, manipulating you to fall for them by doing stuff that you want, that doing stuff that they really don't want to do, is a form of selfishness because they're doing it for themselves. But the more selfishness kicks in, it's just like, okay, I'm tired of doing what you want to do. Let me do what I really want to do. Let me be the real me. In a narcissist's minds, we don't stop love bombing. We just become ourselves and start treating you at the normal level that we would have been treating you if we hadn't been love bombing you. This is normalcy. Even though this normalcy for that narcissistic person is typically going to be bad for the person that's dealing with us. You know, the person that's dealing with the narcissist, you don't get normalcy. You get devalued. You get belittled. You get criticized. They put their hands on you and stuff like that. A lot of these things start happening when you're in this dynamic with a narcissist or a toxic person. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people get caught up in this dynamic trying to be a better version of themselves, trying to change. You get caught up in the dynamic trying to change yourself to get the love bombing to restart. I already know what kind of questions I'm going to get, y'all. Well, Lee, how do we get the love bombing to restart? Because the love bombing phase was intense and I miss it. I get it. I understand the dynamic of why you miss it and things like that. I truly, truly do. But you get to the point sometimes where you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people where you understand that you need to get to the point where you understand that you can't get that person back because that person didn't really exist. That's the person that we created to get you to fall for us. Did I really care about you in those moments? Yeah. In some of those moments, some of those narcissistic people are really going to care about you. That's why they go out of their way. I'm doing air quotes on the podcast, y'all. That's why they go out of their way to get you to fall in love with them. They go above and beyond the call of duty to get you to fall for them because they care about you. Some of them do care about you at this point. Some of them are head over heels in love with you and head over heels obsessed with you, or at least they think they are. So they want to try, they want to do whatever it takes to get you. Pretend to like the music you like. Pretend to like the same activities you like. Pretend to go to the same gyms and do the same things that you like. Pretend to have the same hobbies. Pretend, you know, just a lot of stuff like that. So they do care about you in the beginning sometimes, but once that emotional disconnect happens, they don't care about you as much anymore. And I think a lot of people don't, when I say that, a lot of people don't want to hear that. I just like, they don't care about you like they did in the beginning. They just don't. And I know some people in the comment section go, well, Lee, let me get you right there. How about this? They never cared about you. How about that? How about that? They never cared about you. How about that, bro? How about that? They never cared about you because narcissists are demons and they don't care. And I don't care about you either, Lee. Cool. You mean I understand that. I understand it. I get it. You know what I mean? But I'm just telling you, some of them do care about you in the beginning, and it just fades. It fades and goes away. That's when it was.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One reason to love bombing stops, they just get tired of doing it. You mean they get exhausted from just holding up this act. You know what I mean? Another reason to love bombing stops is not because of exhaustion or tiredness. It's because exposure. It's because the lie is revealed or something like that. The mask doesn't fall off. It's pulled off. The love bombings can stop when you yourself, who getting love bombed, set boundaries. When you yourself, who is dealing with this narcissistic person, when you start to use the word no with confidence and things like that, not just using the word no, that word no is unwavering. Like, you don't shift it, you don't change it just because you like this person. You don't shift it, you don't change it just because you care about this person. You just don't. You know what I mean? You really, really don't. So when you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, you have to understand the dynamic that you have your boundaries, set your boundaries, and be unwavering or unmovable in those boundaries. Because if you don't, I'm just telling you, you're going to take advantage of. Like, narcissistic people, most of them don't hunt out people with low boundaries. They just end up people with low to no boundaries. They end up with people who just say yes to everything and are afraid to say no. So if you're one of those people, I'm just telling you, you might get love bombed. But so many people ask me, this is a better question right here. So many people ask me, like, how do we out them in the beginning? What's the quickest way to see if you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person? What's the quickest way? This is not a foolproof way, but it's one of the quickest ways. Say the word no, y'all. You have to use the word no. Setting your boundaries, saying no, can pull that mask off. You're pulling it off. Like, you are literally reaching onto that face and like, you're pulling the mask off like your boy did on the mask with Jim Carrey. When he literally ripped the mask off Jim Carrey's face. That's what you have to do to narcissistic people. You have to pull the mask off sometimes, or it'll stay. Like, narcissists, like, we have this like super sticky glue for our mask that we apply. It's just like we apply, put a dab on our forehead, put one on our chin, one on each cheek, you know, two on each cheek, you know, one on our nose, and the mask sticks there. It's manipulation glue. You know what I mean? It's manipulation glue. It keeps the mask on tight. You can buy it at Dollar General. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. See, that's why y'all follow me, because y'all know I say stupid stuff like that. It's, you know, the glue holds the mask on tight. But when you say no, when you use the word no, you start setting those boundaries, it heats the glue up. You melt the glue. And the mask falls off. You can remove the mask. You can pull it off. So that's another reason why the love bombing phase stops. It's forced to stop because you out them. You reveal them for who they are. You reveal the lies and the manipulation and things like that. And that helps save you more than anything, y'all. I'm just telling you. You know what I mean? I'm just telling you. And like, last but not least, this is the simplest, easiest way. Another reason why the love bombing phase stops is the narcissist they get tired. Sometimes you set boundaries, and sometimes they just, you know, They just done with you. They want to ghost you. Sometimes they'll ghost you and just stop it. You may. Sometimes when you deal with narcissistic people, it has been all an act. And they're just done with the act. Sometimes they'll ghost you. Sometimes they'll just get rid of you. Sometimes they'll stop texting you. Sometimes they'll just be mean as hell overnight for no reason, just because they're done with you. They want to be done with you. And that's why I tell people all the time, like, that all narcissists don't hoover you. All narcissists will not try to get you back and things like that. All narcissists are going to behave differently and act differently and, you know, and do differently. We just are. So all narcissists are going to be different in their aspect and things like that. So no two narcissists are going to be the same. It's like fingerprints. Some of them set out to manipulate you from the beginning. You know, and you might have saw the red flags, and you might have ignored the red flags because they were cute, or they were strong, or they were handsome, or they had a nice set of cheeks on them, or their body was tight, or their body was snatched, or whatever the words y'all use these days. You might have just ignored those red flags, and then they got what they wanted from you and used you, manipulated you, and now they're discarding you. So now sometimes it is fake from the beginning, you know. And I hate to tell that to people sometimes, because people don't want to be like, so they never care? Some of them don't, y'all. Some of them do, some of them don't. This is one of the questions I'll leave y'all with these right here. How are they treating you? How do they treat you? You mean, did they care about me? At the end, they probably did not care about you as much as they did in the beginning. Let's just keep it real. Let's just keep it high. And if they lied to you from the beginning, all the way to the end of the relationship, like they had a family, they were already married, or they already had kids and stuff like that, then they probably never really cared about you on that level. They just wanted to get what they wanted to from you and disappear on you, dip on you. You know what I mean? So you have to protect yourself at all costs. Protect yourself and things like that, y'all. But anyways, y'all, I'm going to cut this thing short. Like I said, the brand is available, y'all. Thank you so much. Like, we just hit a milestone goal I didn't think we would get to so fast with people buying the brand and stuff like that. It's I Love Me, I'm Brave. It's abbreviated as I Am. It's not I Am, but we know there's only one I Am, y'all. But anyways, y'all, stay tuned. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.